Yeah, the Mishnah says like this now. Boloi lichta vesa Megillah. When they went out to write down the Megillah by a Saita, you have to write a Megillah and put it into the Mehamarim. What do they write in the Megillah? How many psukim? Is Mieza Makam Ukaisav? Which psukim do you have to start writing in the Megillah? So the Tanakhama holds Meviyim Loi Shachavish. You start from the beginning of the Pasha of Meviyim Loi Shachavish. Then Viyat Kishotis Tachas Ishech. But Viyayna Kaisav Ashbi Akainas Isha. You do not have to write down the curses that the Kayin tells the Isha. For Kaisav, but then you do write Yitin Hashem Oizchalol Hashem Lashua. Obu Amayim Amorim Hayla B'mayayich. Latzva is betin to make your stomach burst. For Lansva Yoruch Yeruch Shafur. For Yayna Kaisav, you do not have to write. For Yomri Isha Amin Amin. That's what the Tanakam holds. No, you didn't take out any psukim. You wrote straight. The whole parsha he wrote down. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yehuduim, he says the least. Rabbi Yehuduim, kol atzma ein the case of all the Kohen has to write down is only Ela yitein Hashem oischol yola uleshvua. Then ubo amayim amarim ela b'meyayich. That's all. V'yein the case of amru isha menamin. Do not have to write at the end that the Isha ends back and says, Amen v'yamin. Because it's a three-way machlokes, how many psukim have to be written down in this Megillah of the Saita? Tamura says now, b'may kamiflugi. Why does the machlokes over here, how much has to be written down? Tamura says, b'hai kro kamiflugi. The machlokes is in this pasuk. The pasuk says, because of esoloi sa'ilo, you have to write down these curses, ha'koyim ba'sefer. Reb Meir Savar Olois Olois Mamish. You have to write down all the curses. Ho Olois, that's the pasuk says, hey, Ho Olois, L'rabois Klolois Aboyos Machmas Brochas. That even the Klolois that come because of the Brochas. And what's the word Eilu mean? Only these? Is Lemute to exclude Klolois of the Mishnah Torah. You do not have to write down the Klolois that it says in Devarim. And Ho Eilu, what's the hey? Another Miet? Lemute Tzavois. The Kabbalas. Amen. You don't have to write down the Tzavois, what they command her to do, and that she has to answer, Amen, Gomen, you don't have to write down. So the kids are, Remeya Sava, that Olois, there's like a Miet, and there's a Ribui. Olois, Olois is a Ribui, and then Ho'ela, it says, V'kosev es Ho'olois, Ho'ela. Heis Ho'olois is like two Ribuyim. Olois, it could have just said, and it says Ho'olois. And then Ho'ela, this, means only this and not something else. So there's like two Miutim. That's where Reb Meir learns. Reb Yossi says, no, Kula could a comrade. What you say, for sure you have to write down. But then the pasuk says, S, L'rabois Savois V'kabolois. It says the word S that comes to include, you also have to write down the commandments, and the fact she's Makabalist, she also says, Amen V'Amen. Reb Meir, what does Reb Meir do about this? Essen Ledora, she doesn't dash in Essen, the S he doesn't dash in. Reb Yehuda says, no, Kula b'muted Doroshlo. He dashes the whole thing. The kosev es olois ha'ela, these curses, is all a miyut to exclude things. Olois, olois mamish, only the klal, the curses, to exclude, yeah. Ho olois lemute klolos ha'boyos machmas brachas. You don't have to write down the klolos that come because of the brachas. Eile lemute klolos v'mishnah Torah. And ho eile lemute tzavois v'kabolois. Zev Reb Yehuda dashes all to memayit, to memayit. Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says, now, Maishnoa hai hei to marbi bei. How come over here the hei using to include? Or Maishnoa hai hei to mayat bei. Like, according to Rabbi Meir, the pasuk says, ho olois, it means to include. And when it says, ho elo, the hei means to exclude. So how does the hei mean both ways? So Gemara says, poshit. Hei, the gabe, the ribuye, ribuy. That the ho olois, the first hei, that's the ribuy, including, it includes. And hei, the gabe, the miyutai, miyutai. And that the word ha'ela, ela means this, mashma, only this and not something else. So when it says a hey by the word ela, ha'ela, it means to exclude something else, so it's no kasha. Olois means what you have to write down, and ha'olois means to include more. When it says the word ela, means only this, that's the miyat, only this you have to write, not more. And it says ha'ela, the extra hey, that's the mamayat, the second thing. So if Rabbi Yehuda has the least, he's a mayat both ways. Now the Gemara asks, Reb Meir does not hold from this klal of mechlal lav, from the negative, you hear the positive. In other words, here in the Mishnah, like how could we say these are klolois
Haboyes machmas brochas. The Torah says a brocha, and from the brocha we hear the klala. The chur, that's the klal of mechlala v'atashmehein, and Remeya doesn't hold from this. Sakam Remeya says you have to write these brochas, these klalas also. Tumarin says, Omri of Tanchum, hinoke iksiv. Over here it says the word hinoke without the yud, as if to make Mepharis at Rosha that she's clean if she did not do the Aveira. But if she did do the Aveira, then a lotion of Chinoki, she deserves to be killed. Sira may agree that you do say Mechlala about the Shemayin. That's why it's good, like really Rashi says in the Mishnah, that after we say, you write down the Imle Shochev Es Ish, Ish Oysach, Rashi says, Shein Klolois Habayis Machmas Brochus. These are the Klolos that come because of the Brochus. The mashmas mashmahim loy shotis lohinoki. That's the Gemara's kashna. Remei does know from this klal, and this is the Gemara's teretz. No, over here the pasuk says hinoki. Here Remei agrees mechlal lav at the shemayehin. Torah Rabbi Kiva. Kiva dashes like this: ish veisha, man and husband, man and wife. Ish veisha, zochui shchina b'neihem. If they're zoicha to do the mitzvahs, then they'll be shchina b'neihem. So Rashi says, Sherei Cholok Es Shemoi, V'Shichna B'neim, Yud V'Yish V'Hei V'Isha. Really, it's Eish Eish. Just the Ish has the Yud, and the Isha has a Hei. Yud Hei, that's Hashem's name. So if they're Zoycha, the Shechina's B'neim. Loi Zoycha, they're not Zoycha, they do it like here. That she became a Saita, is Eish Echloson. It's like the Shechina goes away, Kodesh Baruch Hu goes away, and you're left with Aleph Shimon, Aleph Shin, Eish. Omar Rava, O the Isha Adifa M'diish. And by Ish it's worse. So Drashi Eish Shel Isha Kosho. When the Heres Lechov Lifra Mishalish. When the Isha does Averis, that's worse than when the man does it. My time Mahai Mitzarif Lahai Mitzarif. Drashi Eish Shel Isha Noichal Ahadlik Maher Shein Ois Shel Shei Mafsik. Isha has the Aleph Shin together, and then comes the Hay. Mashenka by the Ish, there's the Yud in between the Eish. So therefore, it's like the fire of the Isha burns faster. So the Isha does chatoyim, her fire will burn faster. Omar Rava, Mifnei Mar Omru Torah Habu Eifel Esoita. How come the Torah says, bring this offer, this dirt for Soita? Zochso Yotzu Menu Ben Kavram Avinu. Because if she did not do the chet, and she'll be clean, she'll have a brochel and have a son like Avram Avinu. The Yassiv Bey offer the Eifer. He said, Avram Avinu said upon himself, he's nothing, he's like offer ashes and dirt. Loi Zochso, but let's say the Soita Taka did the Avera. Then Tassali Ofara shall go back to Ofara, shall go back to dirt. Dorosh Rav, Rav Adashim like this. Bischa Hashem, Avram Avinu. That's what Avram Avinu said. V'yonoichi Ofar Ve'ifer, that I'm nothing, I'm like ashes, I'm like dirt. Zocho Bonav Lebeiz Mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael was zoicha to have two special mitzvahs. Eifer Poro, to have the Poro Aduma, that's the ashes. And V'yofar Soita, to have the offer of the Soita. And the Beis Levi explains that the word to say ashes and dirt is like this. Ashes, the pshat, it was something, but now it's nothing. Dirt is the pshat, it was nothing. At the beginning, it's nothing. Even though you can make something out of dirt, you could plant in it. So Avraham Avinu was saying, he's nothing now, and he wasn't, and he was never nothing. That was his two midas of saying off of Afer. That his ashes means he's nothing now, and dirt means he was nothing at the beginning. So the Schazer, the Zeicher to Epar Aduma, and to Saita. That Ney Saita tells about what happened before, and Par Aduma is a Kapara Mikan Labo. One is for before, one is for now. For the Gemara, I've Ikonami offer a Kisyadam. There's also offer dirt by covering up the Kisyadam. And the Gemara, Hosom Heksha Mitzvah Ika. Hanoleka. There, that mitzvah is only a Heksha Mitzvah. It's not the real, it's not Hanodo. Rashi says, Hanoleka, V'yenze kibul schar, Avakan yeshano b'saita. Without the Kleisler got a mitzvah kisi adam. True, it's a mitzvah, but there's no enjoyment we have from it. But over here, from Saita, we have enjoyment. Lo say shalom, that when she drinks the mea mor, if she's clean, she'll have a bracha from it. Shlo yaba mamzerim b'Yisrael. Hanu adim, the paradum also, it's metayiros. Rashi says, Litzchus es Yisrael, mi mais egel, it's kapor, nechet egel. Dorash Rava, Bischa Shom Avram Avinu, the reward that Avram Avinu got for saying, Im Michut V'yatzroich Nal, that I take anything from you, even the shoelace, Zochobon of Lebeis Mitzvahs, the Klai Yisrael was Zochot to do mitzvahs, Chut Shot Chelis, we have the tzitzis to wear Chelis, or Ritzua Shot Tfilin, and we wear straps on Tfilin. Bishleim Ritzua Shot Tfilin Ichsiv, V'rol Kol Yavar Kishem, Hashem Nikro Lecho, That's a tremendous thing. The Klaus will, the Goyim will see us wearing tefillin. They'll see our eyes. V'etanya, Rav Lezer got loy me'elu tefillin shebrosh. So there's tremendous chus for Klaus, well, tremendous schar that we're wearing tefillin. It's Rashi kibbul scharu. Dika hanot, it's a tremendous hanot that we have, that they'll be afraid of us. Eluchut shot chilis mahi, what's the reward of tzitzis? Tetanya, Yomei Reimer, Ma nishtana tchilis mikol minet tzvoyim. How come we use dafka tchilis as blue wool? Why is the blue different color than everything else? But they shat tchilis doim liyam, is doim to the sea. It's a greenish blue. V'yam doim lurki is doim to the sky. Rekia doim lurkis yakob is doim to the kodesh brochus kisei. Shenyam avayiras elokei Yisrael. V'tachas raglob kamais livnas sapir. Ketsu mashmel matoyer. V'xdiv kamaras evin sapir. Yedom demus kisei. That's the kodesh brochus kisei. So the kitzur, by looking at the tzitzis, is supposed to mamish remind us of the kisya kovod. It's a tremendous chus, a tremendous hanor we have from the mitzvah of tzitzis. Rashi says it means bol olam denu shekol amakayim mitzvah tzitzis is kilu hikpo pnei shchina. It's like you makabul the pnei of the kodesh baruch hu. That's a tremendous hanor Klal Yisrael received from Avraham Avinu saying of mechut miatzrech noam. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. Again, just last Gemara was we had the Dorish Rova before the mission a little bit. That Vizchah Shom Avraham Avinu Emichut V'yatzroich Now Avraham Avinu said this Lashon, I didn't take anything, not even a Shulesh, is Zoch HaBon of Lebeiz Mitzvahs. That Chai Yisrael was Zoch to have two special mitzvahs, Chut Shal Tcheles or Ritzua Shal Tfilin. And these mitzvahs, we have tremendous enjoyment from the mitzvahs of Tzitzis and Tfilin. So Gemara says Vishleim Ritzua Shal Tfilin. What do we have enjoyment from it? The pasuk says, "V'ro kol amayoritz ki shem hashem nikro lecha." V'yorum inek. The pasuk says that the goyim will be afraid of us when they see that we're wearing tefillin. It's a famous meister with the gerah. They said that he was once in jail. They're supposed to come to the verdict by the judge, and he was wearing tefillin, and he uncovered his tefillin, and the judge threw him out. They got afraid of him. That's this pasuk of a roll called Amoritz Kishem Hashem Nikru Lecha. The Emes HaTzadik, when he wears his tefillin, the goyim are afraid of it. Vayte v'tanya blazar god loy me'elu tefillin shavrosh. He's got tefillin on the head. And Eloch, so that's good, we have enjoyment from tefillin. Eloch chut shal tcheles. Mahi, what enjoyment do we have from the chut shal tcheles of tzitzis? Tetanya, hayramei roymer. Ma nishtana tcheles mikol minei tzvoyim. How come tcheles, this special color of the blue is green? The tcheles is doimel to the ocean. The yam doimel rekiya to the sky. Or rekiya doimel kisei covers doimel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei. So in other words, it's like Rashi says, like we'd be mekabel pnei hashchina. When you wear tzitzit, it has tcheles on it, it's like you're mekabel pnei hashchina. So that's a tremendous enjoyment that you like seeing Hashem. Shenem, the pasuk says, Vayiru es Elohei Yisrael, v'sachas raglov, under feet was, kemase livnas asafir. It's like the works of this livnas asafir, a special type of a stone. Uketzem ha'shmayin l'tor, and it's like the clear sky. Uksid, the pasuk says, kemare evin safir demus kisei. And like the kisei of Hashem is doimah to the seven asafir. So kitzah, that's the enjoyment we have from tcheles of tzitzis, that's doimah like yibi mekabo, the pnei hashrin. Now the Mishnah says, Einoi Kosev, when you go to write this Megillah for the Seita, the special Aloch of the Kohen has to write a special Megillah, we'll soon see on a cloth. And he has to write these psukim we had before in the Mishnah. He has to write these psukim, and then they put this cloth, this Megillah, in the water. So, Ein Kosev Leia Alaluach. You can't write it on a Luach, means Rashi Shalates. You can't write on a piece of wood. Veloy Alanir, not on paper. Veloy Aladif.